Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This hour, we're talking MMA and combat sports. Straight up. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title for better than 31 years. Straight up today, I bring you UFC royalty, folks. All right? One of the UFC champions, former champion, I'll talk about Josh Barnett. The man talks a good game. He can fight. He's been in the studio with him before. He ridiculed me on the wall out here. He said something to the point where, who gave me this pen to write on this wall? Oh, yeah, Pedro. Not a smart move. Anyway, the bottom line is Josh Barnett is scheduled to be with us in just a few minutes. We've got open phone lines. You'd like to join Josh Barnett and myself, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. 7529. You can get us on the Skype thing as well. The address is Sports Byline and the number 2. And the Twitter thing, we got that going on as well. You can tweet us at Ring Talk. That's right, at RINGTALK. That is our Twitter, just at Ring Talk. So straight up, lots of things to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts last night. Well, what can I say? Glover Teixeira, the puncher that he is, folks, took out Rashad Evans. Glover Teixeira broke a bone in a friend of mine's face. That's how hard he punches. Everybody knows he can really punch, of course. And then John Jones, you know, guys like that just take him apart. So he can beat, like, the number 2, the number 3 guys. But number 1, as long as John Jones is there, Glover is never going to be champ. Speaking of John Jones, we'll hear from John Jones and Ovince St. Preux. Of course, the challenger and the... Take the back, the challenger and the challenger for the interim championship going down the 23rd of April in Las Vegas for the UFC interim 205-pound championship. Of course, the champion, Daniel Cormier, he's hurt. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline and iHeartRadio.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Twelve minutes past the hour, hour number two, the MMA hour, of course, of Ring Talk Live worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday for an hour. Combine both boxing and MMA, and of course we go Sunday with an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts, and then we come back on Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Now, my next guest, or my first guest of the MMA hour, folks, is a one of those guys, going to say, he's a guest that you can't get very often because you have to leave these alluring messages on his answering machine just to get him to call you back. I'm talking about the former UFC heavyweight champion, Josh Barnett. Josh, how's life treating you, buddy?
Life's treating me pretty well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. So I had to leave that, great gag on you about the nachos to get you to call me back. Is that what it was or what?
It's a role in it, yes.
What he does is, folks, he says, Josh says on his answering machine, if you say something humorous, I'll probably call you back a little bit sooner. And so you try to say something humorous. Some of my humor goes over, some of it doesn't. Let's talk about the USC on Fox last night. No, let's talk about Croatia. How was Croatia?
Croatia was pretty fantastic. You know, I'd never been to Croatia before, but I had some experience with Eastern Europe, and I really enjoyed myself the first time I went to Eastern Europe, and this was just an addition to that. Great trip over there, and great people, and I wish I would have had more time, if anything.
It's always that way. When I went around the world, I went to China, I've been to 33 countries. So everywhere I went, I've always wanted to spend a couple of more days, except one place. You know where that one place was? Dubai.
Not sure.
Dubai. I got sick as a dog on the Arab, the Emirates. I flew first class over to Dubai in this big fat couch seat where I got to lay down in the bed and all that kind of good stuff. So I was feeling like a pimp. And what happened when I got there? I got sick from the food. I was sick for 2 weeks. I was there for 2 weeks. I couldn't wait to get out of there. I was just sick as a dog.
Was it really Dubai's fault or was it just the circumstances, really?
It was the circumstances. But, you know, I will say one thing about Dubai. It was a weird city. In other words, there were all these chicks with these fine burkas, and they weren't the burkas like they were the total mass. They were sort of like partial burkas. They were sort of sexy, mm-hmm. The burkas were. But then in the hotel Moscow, they said there's a disco downstairs. So I went downstairs, Josh, and there was about 75 chicks there dressed up in, how should we put this, Victoria's Secret outfits and that kind of stuff. So I finally put one and one together, and I realized these girls were for hire.
Yeah, I could tell you Dubai is a strange place. The whole UAE is quite odd because you have a lot of interesting cultural factors, you know, especially with while they don't have a like crushing Sharia law down there, it is an Islamic country. So they do have Islamic laws that come into place with how your standard operating procedure is in that area, but through the gaps of some leniency in there, you get this odd mix of things. And it does make for a very strange environment. And Dubai is the strangest of all because they've created this tourist economy aspect to it. And you get people from all over Europe trying to hustle this or hustle that over there.
It's like one big flea market. We're talking with Josh Barnett, folks, former UFC champion, of course, who's just gotten back from Croatia. Were you surprised in Croatia? I mean, I sort of thought that Ben Rothwell will put up a fight. Ben Rothwell didn't look like he was too formidable against, he just got taken apart.
Well, the best way for me to explain it is Ben Rothwell didn't show up that night. Some proxy came in who wasn't really there to execute a game plan, and that's the best way to put it. That wasn't Ben giving his best effort. He had some difficulty in that fight, and Junior is a fantastic fighter who looked the best he has in a while. I feel like Ben just, you know, he allowed more than it was more about what Ben was allowing than what Junior was executing as well.
Maybe we can agree on this, but I never thought I would see Ben Rothwell going in the ring that passive. Did you?
No, but I mean, there are a couple examples of him
thinking to join out,
freezing up, you know, in the ring before, and you know, all fighters have our difficulties that we have to go through, and we can't always be our absolute best out there. But he just had a really bad fight, and if they were to fight again, I would probably put money on Ben, especially for the fact that I feel like the odds makers would really go the other direction. But I do feel strongly that he is a much better fighter than he was able to show that night.
Josh, when I used to fight, and I didn't get myself into the absolute, like, 110% condition, maybe I did, like, 98 or 90, and I didn't get to 100%, did those sprints the last few days or something like that, or I got laid in the last week before a fight, something like that, I would have this little man jump on my shoulder. He'd be sitting there during the referee's instructions, and the little bastard would be talking to me and telling me about all the nasty things they did in the last week and a half. Have you ever had that happen to you? Have this guy talking to you as you're getting ready to fight, saying, hey, you know, you didn't prepare too well, blah, blah, making you doubt yourself. You ever had that?
You know what? No, thankfully I have not. For me, by the time I get out there to the ring, there is nothing else. There is no thought of what didn't or did happen. And I'll be perfectly honest, man, getting laid has never made me fight any less of my ability. So I don't know.
But I'm an old boxer. I'm from the old boxing trade. You know, it was like a sin. You know what I mean? You couldn't do this. Don't stay away from your woman.
You know what? I think it's really, I know all about that old boxer's rhetoric about you know, staying away from women, but the way I see it, it's really more about, it's not about the actual act of copulation, you know, and release of endorphins and all kinds of good things that help you out. But the reality is that I think it's distraction from focus, and it's the potential softening of a steely reserve, mind state there that is the biggest worry.
You know, you mentioned a ring two or three times in our conversations already versus the cage. And I'll tell you what my beef against the cage is. I sat in the front row, the second row of these UFC events or a caged event, and I found myself looking up at the TV screen because my eyes get sort of like mesmerized when I look through that black screen for like a prolonged period of time. Why doesn't the UFC like get a clear cage or go back to a ring? And do you prefer a ring over a cage? What's your preference?
I prefer the ring myself. I believe it's a more sporting environment. I also believe it does give a better advantage to everybody in the audience. And, you know, it makes less of an issue of stalling up against the ropes, per se. But, you know, a good amount of that really has to do with the referees. I think the cage could be a better environment if the referees were a lot more aggressive in terms of moving the fight along and preventing from stalling. I always say the ring because the ring, I'm a newer guy, you know, in terms of combat sports' history in the U.S. I mean, I was fighting in 96 and combat sports has been going on since the 1800s, but I'm still of an old school mentality. It's the ring. I always call it a ring, even though I understand that it's a cage and it could be an octagon, a decagon, whatever, right? They've done it all kinds of different ways, but I always refer to it as a ring. I'm an old school purist that way. I call it a ring. I call it prize fighting too, you know.
Seriously, Josh Barnett's our guest, folks, who spent some time with us. Of course, he is the former UFC champion. We'll talk about his future. We talked about Junior Dos Santos for a minute. Of course, he looked good against Ben Rothwell, but man, the punishment he took against Cain Velasquez twice, man, will he be like selling pencils at the age of 50 or what? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line, Sports Byline, and the number two and the Twitter thing is at Ring Talk, RingTalk. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, back with Josh Barnett after the break.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're talking about a man that is so proud from being Iran. I saw him walking down the beach with his girlfriend. The only difference between him and his girlfriend was 10 pounds and a bikini, and the sheik had the bikini on, and she had the 10 pounds, and no $100 bill on the forehead. You're talking about a guy with a mug like a bulldog who has the audacity to get on TV with this humongous, ugly, nasty face and tell the cameraman to zoom it. Are you kidding me? Go away, go away, go away. I wouldn't want to show that. And then I think to myself, Buffalo. I think, well, first of all, who the hell would want to fight there? And if you did have to fight there, you'd have to fight the Iron Sheik. Maybe they're trying to get rid of both of us. I don't think they like me in Buffalo. I think they don't give a damn about me in Buffalo. I think they don't give a damn about him in Buffalo. And I think to myself, well, why did they make this?
Because they got two crazy people, you see. Two crazy people that don't care. Two crazy people that when they get in there, they ain't going in there to win or to lose. This is a matter of who's the best. Obviously, the Sheik and I have beat everybody. The first time we have come together. The only difference between us is ugly. That's the only difference. You know what you're talking about. You're talking about a couple of studs. What you're talking about here is you're talking about a couple of people that never been rode. You see, what you're talking about here is someone's going to get hurt because I ain't just going to use my fist. I'm going to use chairs. I'm going to use buffaloes. I might grab the kid. I might beat him to death with my canary. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know one thing for sure. I ain't dating none of his broads.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And the hits just keep on coming.
I got to ask you, Josh Barnett, was that the best stand-up you ever heard there right there or what?
Yeah, Roddy Piper was a hell of a promo cutter, man. He was something else.
And he did all that stuff ad-lib, spontaneously. Yeah. I mean, there was no script.
That's how it used to be. You didn't have scripts and writers and everything to come up with what you're going to say. I mean, those wrestlers, they had their process. They get out there and just lay it down. And, it's a thing that's really missing from wrestling nowadays. I mean, finding somebody that's any good at cutting a promo is, you know, that's a pretty difficult task.
Josh Barnett, our guest, former UFC heavyweight champion, of course, professional wrestler as well. You know, I'm a pro wrestling fan, but you know what I found myself watching, Josh? I found myself watching Mid-Atlantic South Wrestling. I found myself watching Georgia Championship Wrestling. I'm watching reruns from the 80s and 90s. On YouTube rather than watching the NXT or WWE today. Why?
I don't watch either myself, and you know, part of that is because I don't own cable at all, so I don't have access to it, and I don't subscribe to the network. And well, I mean, I haven't most of the time any of the stuff that comes across my plate from the WWE is just not wrestling. It's just it's choreography. It's a very interesting dance routine that resembles fighting, but not wrestling.
Are you surprised that their stock is starting to fall now? I mean, I thought the UFC, I thought the real fighting would put an end to them, but they've gone off television to an extent. Of course, they've got a USA cable show still, but they're doing this thing on this WWE network where they charge 10 people 10 bucks a month to join it. You can watch WrestleMania and all their pay-per-views. Now, you join the UFC website, Fight Pass or something like for 10 bucks a month, and all you get to watch is a couple of scrubs early on in prelims. That doesn't sound like a fair deal.
I mean, you know, it's to each his own on what you consider the value there. The UFC Fight Pass shows from all over the world. And, you know, I'll be in Japan next week with Victor Henry. He's a star over in Pancrase, which had largely been unable to be seen by the US. They were doing some tape trading. However, with a contract, I guess they worked out with UFC Fight Pass, you can tune in and watch a Pancrase event live on UFC Fight Pass. I got to give them some credit there. Plus, they gave them their whole old library as well to access, which is 277 events. That's incredible. But for the WWE Network, you know, I've heard good things about all of their documentaries, all their former content. And they are giving you a lot of, even though I don't watch the WWE, I do think it's a pretty square deal for what you get for the money, for sure. And, you know, you could easily argue that you're getting more out of a WWE Network for subscription than perhaps UFC Fight Pass. But, you know, as far as their stock dropping, you know, I don't know if that's directly related to the product itself. I think they do have a really great platform for what they've done and how they've managed to expand their brand and keep you know, public awareness. But
there are no Hulk Hogans, there are no Rowdy Pipers, I don't see the mega stars there. And as far as competition is concerned, I always thought that the wrestling competition was good with the NWA and Vern Gagne to an extent, and then Minnesota with the AWA and things like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, but now with Vince, with Vince controlling everything. Listen, Josh, I was with Roy Shire, who was probably the greatest wrestling mind of all time. I used to scalp tickets for him at his events. He used to sell me 50 tickets an event 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the event would go on, he would sell me these tickets. He'd give me a big envelope of tickets, and I'd sell them. He was a great guy. He used to carry a gun around. He used to wrestle with Ray Stevens back in the day. He used to wrestle with Ray Stevens back in the day. I'd do these deals with him in the ticket office at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. So he was always a good guy to me. So he's the one that came up with the idea of the 18-man over-the-top man battle royal, which has become the Royal Rumble. I mean, all these concepts that you see in the WWE now that Pat Patterson brought along were all products of Roy Shire's genius. So Roy Shire brought in all the good guys. He had Bruno out here. Bruno fought Ray Stevens one time in 67. I think Ray won on a count out, something like here at the Cow Palace. But all the stars out here, Bobo Brazil, The Sheik, Haystack Calhoun, the Road Warriors, I can keep going and going and going. But when territories were happening, wrestling was exciting because we got to change of personalities every 3 or 4 or 5 months. Now we get to see, I've been watching John Cena. If I watch WWE, I've been watching John Cena for almost 20 years.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. And I do think there was actually a lot of value to the regional, the territories. And while the indie circuits are trying to build their own, not exactly territory, but at least build some regional shows up where people can go out there and get experience and try to market to a different audience. But the territories were massive, man, and they did so much for wrestling and wrestlers. And the idea of having competition between them helped actually improve. It's just like when people talk about competition within an economy and how that helps increase an economy's potential and the earning ability for the consumer and the money in general and the entire economy. It's the same thing with the wrestling market. It would benefit to have more competition of a sort out there for these wrestlers to go out there and wrestle. But I do hear things about, you know, the NXT being the different side of what the WWE is now, and having a product that is more similar to what you might see on the indie side of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I agree. It's tough. They don't really have a real superstar. They're trying to build up Roman Reigns, but apparently it's not really going over well. And, you know, they have Brock Lesnar, but that's such a limited capacity in which he does anything. So you can't really put a whole company on him because he won't be around long enough. He doesn't do enough matches, doesn't do enough events. So it's tough to, you know, you need to find somebody that you can get that mileage out of, but is also going to help, you know, be that big ticket promotional item and icon.
And Dixie Carter was doing 2.1, 2.4 million viewers a week on Spike TV with TNA Wrestling. Then she invited Eric Bischoff, the cancer himself, and Hulk Hogan to join the promotion. Those guys took all the money and ran. They ran the promotion in the ground. I think she's now on public access TV. I mean, that company took such a dive. And you know what? As a wrestling fan, I was saying to myself, here's a chance maybe to go back to a little high-flying wrestling, a little more scientific wrestling. They presented a different look at wrestling, something like ROH does, but they fell flat on their face. They've lost, get this, I was told that Dixie Carter's lost $75 million on TNA.
I could see it, you know, running a TV product, let alone, you know, one that's got such a very, it's not like putting together a TV show, which, I mean, you could still lose a lot of money doing, but you have to pay every individual guy. You have to work out a contract with them. They're not going in there on SAG, whatever they have. Everybody is fighting to get their deal the best way made out for them. And it's an expensive thing to run fights, to run wrestling, you know, and no matter which one it is, whether it's a wrestling promotion, an MMA promotion, boxing, kickboxing, I mean, it takes a lot of money. And you have to have the backing and the fans have to offset those expenses. So if you can't get the backing, or if you can't get the financial stuff behind you, it's almost doomed to fail.
We've got a minute before the break. We're talking with Josh Barnett. Josh, is there an oversaturation of MMA? Is UFC overdoing it?
There's an absolute oversaturation of MMA, but I think that some of that is indirect to a want for programming on Fox, and that they want all these shows. They want airtime filled up with products that they have, and the UFC being one of them is, well, they're going to go out there and they're going to put these shows on.
The great Josh Barnett's our guest, folks. We have open phone lines coast to coast all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. Or internationally, any people on those military bases around the world listen on AFN radio, it's 00-800-878-PLAY. That's 00-800-878-PLAY. Or you can hit us up on the Skype line. And the address is Sports Byline and the number 2. And once again, the Twitter thing, at Ring Talk, RingTalk. The great Josh Barnett, great orator, great fighter, former UFC champion, going to spend some more time with us here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
He is very, very not smart.
This song was cut, I think, 14 years before my current guest was born. 1963, Josh Barnett, born in 1977. Of course, a professional wrestler, the youngest UFC heavyweight champion of all time at the age of 24. Josh, is pro wrestling more demanding on the body than MMA?
It depends on your schedule. It certainly can be, although the thing about MMA that nobody makes much reference to is that the training, that's what does it, the constant training and the pre-fight plateauing and building to into a match, that is so brutal on your body that I always felt like with wrestling I could stay close to relatively in fight shape, being in the gym on a regular basis and lifting and training and doing some cardio work and sparring, and that is, and as long as I stayed in fairly good shape and flexible, that I could go out there and pro wrestle and on tour on the road in New Japan and not really have too much issue at all and worry about getting injured. But when it comes to training for fights, that's where you really have to be careful, because that's where those injuries really add up.
Okay. Kyle Kingsbury, I'm pretty sure you know who Kyle is. He's from the American American Kickboxing down here in Silicon Valley. He tells me the reason why the guys at the AKA get hurt so much is that they don't know when to tell the trainer enough is enough. You know, I told my mother one time, she was my road work coach, and this is off the subject, but she was my running coach. So one night I ran in the morning, sparred in the afternoon, and had to run at night. So I ran my sprints at night, and I was supposed to jump rope after the run, and she threw the jump rope out the window of the car, and I didn't want to jump rope. I told her, no, I don't feel like it. Well, she drove away and made me walk 5 miles home. She was ruthless. Okay, it's just ruthless. But Kyle says these guys just don't know when to say no, and that these trainers at the AKA just push them beyond their limits.
I could see that. I mean, to have a proper dialogue and communication line with your athlete is something that a coach has to foster. And because often a lot of the students, they just go in there and they're just waiting to be told what to do. You know, they're not looking to have a conflicting opinion from the coach. And you know, I'm not trying to encourage dissension with students, because the last thing a coach needs is students that don't want to listen or want to be contentious or try to argue a point all the time. I mean, that's not the point of being in a coaching environment. As a coach, you need to be very aware that your athlete can speak with you and to try and be a lot more sensitive, really, to how they're performing and what they're doing. You know, sometimes more is not better. And an athlete can just simply come up and just start a dialogue with the coach. It's a good start.
We're talking with Josh Barnett, the former USC heavyweight champion, folks. You know, I watched a documentary a couple years ago, and I'm not big on wrestling documentaries. Some of them are good, some aren't bad. But there was one on the World Championship Class Wrestling circuit out of Texas, run by the Von Erichs and the Von Erich brothers, and the suicides and this and that. I mean, how can three guys check out like that? Three brothers. That's like, wow. I've never heard of three guys checking out three different times on their own.
I don't know. It's a real, I mean, it is one of those great tragedies in professional wrestling, that, and it's a bit mysterious as well. So I know there must have been a lot of pressure from them to live up to their father's reputation, and I don't know exactly to what level their father was putting pressure on them to perform and to excel as professional wrestlers, but, you know, perhaps there could also have been issues with concussions because that can attribute to things like depression and dementia and increase potential mental issues like schizophrenia and the very like. So your guess is as good as mine, but it is incredibly tragic.
Well, not according to your unofficial stepfather, Vince McMahon. He said that Chris Benoit suffered no brain damage whatsoever when he used to leap off the ropes and do that headbutt on the ground when he had the brains of an 85-year-old man. He snuffed out his family and took his own life.
No, I would completely disagree with that. Clearly, Chris Benoit is likely a prime example of someone who was absolutely tortured and had incurred so much of his issues from brain damage, concussions, calcification of the brain. You know, I would bet money that the entirety of Benoit's real difficulty and issue stems from concussions, or stemmed from concussions.
All right, let's talk concussions. 2001 to 2006, the Nevada State Athletic Commission put forth a test on combat sports athletes. MMA fighters suffered concussions in 2.1% of the time. Boxing professionals suffered concussions 21% of the time. Why? Why is there such a big difference? And the MMA gloves are smaller, the fights are shorter. I mean, and the boxers are suffering much more damage. Can you tell me why?
Simple. How many targets are available to a boxer besides the head or the body? You know, how do you score a knockout in most people's eyes? You hit him in the head and concuss him and make him, you know, faint, pass out. Yeah. You know, I know a knockout to the body is still a knockout, but that's not what people are thinking about, knocking somebody's block clean off, touching him in the chin. And the training is just, you're in there punching people and getting punched in the head over and over, day in and day out. I mean, all the concussions that are incurred in training are not measured as much as the concussions that you're going to see in the ring, but trust me, they are a major factor.
Ernie Chavez hit me in the Ernie Chavez fought Meldrick Taylor, who was a future world champion and an Olympic gold medalist in 84, I think, out of L.A. But Ernie Chavez fought me. He's a big, fat guy in Las Vegas. I look at him in the regional golden gloves. I watch him in the weigh-in. I say to myself, this guy's going to be nothing, okay? So I get in the ring with him. I look across the ring. We weighed in on a Monday. We're fighting on a Friday. I look across the ring at him, Josh, and he looks like a guy that's 3 or 4 times bigger than the guy that I weighed in with, okay? So it turns out he was 174 pounds after weighing in at 147 on a Monday. Needless to say, he hit me very, very hard, the hardest I've ever been hit. Okay, that's the only out of a southpaw stance, the right hook coming around, I wasn't looking for it. Boom, got clipped. But that's the hardest I've ever made. I think that's the only time I've ever been concussed. And that concussion feeling, you know something's wrong. You know what I mean? It's not like you can just say, this is a headache. This is a little bit different than a headache.
No, it's not the same at all. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that you need to recover from, and you need to be given ample recovery from. And, you know, the other thing, although, you know, it's such a sporting aspect to boxing and how it used to also be in shooto as well, is you have the knockdown rule. They give you a 10 count, the whole idea of standing eights. It's very, very sporting, but, you know, arguably it's actually more dangerous to a fighter to allow them to continue after getting knocked down, you know, 2-3 times in the length of the rounds there potentially, and allow them to continue, because every knockdown has an aspect of concussion behind it. And so, you know, it's tough. It's really hard to mitigate that line, also because we're professional fighters. You know, our job is to go out there and fight, and take the ability to fight away from people in some way is difficult for us as athletes, but also hard on the sport itself.
The great Alexis Arguello, quite possibly one of the greatest boxers of all time, told me that he thought smaller gloves were the key to less damage. That's what he thought. He said when he was fighting with 6-ounce gloves, he said he'd whack a guy in the chin once, the guy would wobble, the referees jump in and stop the fight. Then you start hitting guys with 10-ounce gloves that look like pillows, and you hit them 1, 2, 3, 40, 50, 60, 70 times. Instead of getting them out of there with 4 or 5 punches, you're trying to get them out of there with 70 punches. You're not getting them out of there, and he's taking 10 rounds of punishment. That sound about right?
Could be. You know, there is an argument for that, and I don't think that that's a bad thing to consider. You know, even people would go so far as to say having gloves at all increases the ability to, because you can punch harder, you have more protection. And, you know, my thought always immediately with bare knuckle is that you just, for one, you always cause a whole lot more cuts. So, you know, everything's got its plus and its minus.
You do know why the gloves were concepted by the Marquess of Queensbury. You know why the gloves were brought into the game, don't you? To protect the hands. They were brought in to protect the hands.
Well, of course, it's protect the hands, not the fighter. And, you know, the Marquess of Queensbury rules are actually rather somewhat more recent in terms of, you know, boxing before the Marquess of Queensbury rules was MMA.
Yep.
I mean, there was a lot of matches with kicks on the ground, some with submission holds. I mean, it was all worked out. All it was prize fighting ever people would agree to. But it was essentially MMA back then.
I wasn't a big Conor McGregor fan, if you can believe that or not. I really wasn't. And when he fought, you know, Jose Aldo, I said to myself, wow, 13-second knockout, you got to give him his props whether you like him or not. Then he comes back and he picks Nate Diaz. He says, and Nate Diaz, after calling Rafael Dos Anjos a bum with a belt, the lightweight champion, and he gets hurt. So he gets in this match with Nate Diaz, who he calls in Nate Diaz at the last minute. Nate Diaz comes in. He's in shape year-round. That guy's a fitness freak.
Yeah.
Okay? So he comes in shape. He comes in. He fights him at 170 pounds, 25 pounds heavier than his normal fighting weight, his featherweight champion. And he gets beat up, and he wants to do it again. Is he a buffoon?
No, I don't think he's a buffoon for wanting to do it again. I think he's a fighter for wanting to do it again. He lost.
But he's going to lose.
He wants another shot, you know? Some of what he says is absolutely preposterous. And I see and understand the anger and the incredulous responses to what he says. But for one, you know, when I watch him against Aldo, that was patience, that was timing, that was, you know, what he said, timing beats speed and precision beats power every time. He's 100% right. Absolutely right. That is the kind of thing that I stress to my own fighters. And it was a beautiful left-hand shot, whereas Aldo was swinging big, trying to swing for everything all in one go. McGregor picked his spot and hit where he needed to. But, you know, and I'll even say that he fought up from the weight class that he fights in. But fighting up from your weight class and fighting up from what your real weight is, that's two different things. And honestly, McGregor is much closer to 170 than he is to 145er. So I wouldn't say that weight was a massive factor. And I believe that if you're a good fighter, you should be able to beat people up and down of your weight, you know, at least within 15 pounds. And I mean actual standing in front of each other weight, not cut down, you know, trying to game a system weight.
Last question for the great Barnett, great Josh Barnett. Has Dana White outlived his usefulness? I mean, I believe he's been more of a DH than he's not my favorite guy. He doesn't seem to be a favorite guy of a lot of people. But has he outlived his usefulness?
That's a good question to be posed to the public, I suppose. Because truthfully, I can't even really say exactly that much on his position because I don't know entirely what he does. You know what I mean? I know him as a face, as a mouthpiece for the UFC, but I can't speak on his job and what he's doing day in and day out and how much of his influence on that thing, on that aspect of creating fights and you know, booking venues. And I don't know. You know, it's nothing. It's not information that is privy to me.
One more question before I let you go. Is Joe Rogan going to take in some of that Lebanese hash when they go to the Netherlands in a couple of weeks?
I got to say, I hope he does.
Me too, Josh. Me too, baby. Hey, listen, it's always a gas to have you on. I don't think too many guys can encompass an entire hour and be entertaining and do it at the same time and be informative. But Josh Barnett, you are one of a kind. I thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well, they broke the mold only because one was enough.
I heard that. Josh Barnett, former UFC heavyweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power to the break.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
The smooth sounds of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back from the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of boxing and mixed martial arts straight up. We come to you Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time Saturdays for an hour. We combine both boxing and MMA into 1 hour. Then we come back to you on Sunday for an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts, both starting at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Then we come back at you Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Bellator went across the pond. Of course, called Bellator. Like the number two MMA farm, of course, Patricio Pitbull was in action. People like that. So Bellator starting to get their act together, taking their act on the road. I'm trying to get their CEO, the guy under the CEO, Christopher Tuttle, to get me some guests rolling on this because they've got some good programs going. They're going back into kickboxing, Bellator kickboxing, Bellator MMA. If Bellator is smart, they'd go back to the ring. They forget the cage. I think Josh Barnett was right. I think it's better for the fans. I think this cage thing sort of like makes it too like the lions. Like you lock the guy in a cage with the lions or something like that. It makes it just a little bit too much barbaric. I think that MMA was made for the fans to be able to see, not to look through a wire screen, okay, and get your eyes all messed up. Pay $1,500 for a ringside seat and have to watch it from the TV screens above the octagon. That's what happens. If you look at all the people, look at the people at the UFC event, a lot of them, you see them looking up. And they're not looking up because their neck is stiff. They're looking up because they can't see through that wire mesh no more that they pay $1,500 to sit down and look through. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of combat sports. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I thank you so much for tuning in. Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer is the one and only Scott Cuddy. Until next time, I thank you so much for tuning in. Until then, peace, love, lots of respect. And don't forget, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.